90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
You may or may not know that the Dublin International Film Festival is coming our way, and it will be starting on the 23rd of February going on to the 6th of March. And I mean, it's called the Dublin International Film Festival because there's films from all over, and there's quite a lot of people going to be coming in to Dublin to watch the movies, but really, there's an awful lot there for us all to go and see. So I'm delighted to be joined by the programme coordinator of the Dublin International Film Festival, Tania Notaro. Hello, Tania. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And now, it's great to be speaking to you about this festival. I've gone on many occasions back in the days before COVID.
I know. We're delighted to be back after 2 years online. So it's going to be a really special event, and especially with restrictions lifting now, I think this is the start of life getting back to normal. So there's huge excitement and hype around it.
I know, definitely. I mean, even friends of mine have been saying they're going out to the movies and whatever. I mean, the last movie I saw was back in 2019. And I used to love going to see, you know, especially things with real great special effects. You wanted to see them on the big screen. But there's an awful lot of different movies going on. And one in particular that definitely caught my eye, and I think there was there something on TG Cahir there recently about it, on Colleen Clun, Irish. Yes, tell us about that.
This is just doing phenomenally at the moment. So this is an Irish language film by Colm Burrard, and it just made history in Berlinale, a film festival in Berlin. It was the first Irish language film to be selected for the Berlin Festival, and it won a great prize over there, won a Grand Prix over there, so we're very, very excited about it. It's an adaptation from Claire Keegan's acclaimed story, Foster, and it tells the story of Kite, a 9-year-old girl from a dysfunctional family, and she's sent to live with foster parents for the summer. It's the young girl, Catherine Clinch, is just absolutely phenomenal in it, and everyone is just going to love it. So I really do encourage people to get to that. It's our opening night screening, and it screens in Cineworld 17 tomorrow at 6 p.m.
And now, it's a very poignant story, but are there subtitles for people who don't know much of the Cúpla Focal of Gaeilge?
Yes, of course, and I'm much to my shame, I haven't got a word out of English. I wasn't allowed in my English class in school, or Irish, I wasn't allowed in my Irish class in school, so there's definitely subtitles for everybody there. And on most of our foreign language, we have a lot of foreign language films as well, so, and we will have captions for hard of hearing people too, so that's all across the board for our film.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, like, I've never actually heard of Colm Burrard.
This is his first feature, so he's doing really, really well.
Yeah,
and he's actually one of our Discovery Award nominees as well. So things are, it's really exciting time for him right now. He's doing brilliant stuff, and he's a great, great guy, and it's much deserved.
Brilliant. Well, so that's kicking things off. So tell us then about the rest of what's in store for over the week.
Yes, so we have, the festival has taken place across 12 days, and we have like over 100 films from 19 countries. Action, animation, comedy, drama. We have lots of documentaries and experimental film and music films. We have two special Virgin Media Gala nights. One is Night Ride, and it's a film by Stephen Singleton and with our very own actor Mo Dunford at lead. This will be shown on March 4th in the Lighthouse Cinema, and we're really excited about that one. This is kind of a really cool, it's actually the first one-shot take, Ireland's first one-shot take, so it's written by Ben Conway, and it's a drug dealer's attempt to go straight by pulling off one last big job. So it's a really immersive thriller, and it's set over one night in Belfast. So if you like kind of edge of your seat gripping stuff, this is the perfect film for you. And this will be shown Tuesday, March 4th at 8:45 in Lighthouse Screen 1, and that's a Virgin Media Gala.
And how long is that film?
Okay, so Night Ride, I think, is roughly about it's 97 minutes.
Wow, and it's one shot? Just...
Yep. Wow. It's Ireland's first one shot, yep.
And in real time.
In real time, in Night in Belfast. So if you like kind of your heart racing for 97 minutes, this is the film to go and see.
Sounds good.
We also have a wonderful another Virgin Media Gala, which is Swan Song. It's with Udo Kier. This is really fun. So this is like a retired hairdresser escapes his nursing home in this like in a quest to style a dead woman's hair. It's directed by Todd Stevens, and it's a very colourful comedy drama. This flamboyant stylist played by Udo Kier escapes from the home and kind of lives, goes through his past and stuff like that, and relives and kind of coming to terms with his life. But it's all full of glitter and glam and sparkle, and it's really lovely.
Very good. That sounds brilliant. And you're saying that
that's March 2nd then at 6 p.m. in the Lighthouse.
March 2nd, right.
Yeah.
And where can people find out all the information that they need to know for the week of movies?
Okay, so yeah, you just have to log on to diff.ie, so it's diff.ie, and we'll have a full schedule there of all our screenings that will take place. We have some events as well. So we have like a live podcast, which is like the Best Bits podcast, where Kevin Leanne and Will Collins will talk about, you know, people's favourite film clips and stuff like that. We also have some online events, like a casting panel and older people on screen, and just talk about representation and stuff like that. So there's stuff that you can engage in from the comfort of your own home as well. If you could, there's links to that, and there's lots of free stuff too.
Ooh, very good. We always love free stuff. Now, there's another one that caught my eye. It's called North Circular, and it's basically taking a journey of the sights and sounds of the North Circular, is it?
Yeah, North Circular. This is a real art film by Luke McManus, and it kind of dives into the importance of music and how music created this this huge kind of family around North Circular Road, and there's lots and lots of music in it, and interviews with very important people who have inspired and kind of lived on through music, because music is very important to Irish people. So
yes,
it's a brilliant documentary. So if you're into music, especially Irish music, this is the one to get you.
Right, very good. Then there's one of around Bagot Street. I used to work up there actually, on Bagot Street, and great pubs up along there.
Yeah.
So there's a, what's it? It's actually a film poem called The Ghosts of Bagotonia.
Yeah, The Ghosts of Bagotonia. We have the north side and we have the south side, and
yes, everything's covered.
We have everything covered. This is like an evocative film poem and explores the literary and other ghosts of the Bohemian Quarter bordering Dublin's Bagot Street during the mid 20th century. So it's like Bagotonia. It was like a cultural movement, basically, populated by writers and artists and other intellects living an archaic life of odds, you know. It's inspired by photographs from artist Neville Johnson, and it kind of draws in on the writings of Kavanagh and Beckett and stuff like that, among others. That will be shown on March 1st at 6 p.m. in the Lighthouse, and that's a really interesting docu. Yeah. It's by director Alan Ginsonan.
Right, very good. Now, there's something that it is great to have you going back live, I suppose, or out there, because this year it's the 20th anniversary, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's our 20th anniversary. So we have an oral history written by Tara Brady, and we also have a wonderful panel of lots of, you know, important talent, Irish talent, talking about how DIFF has really been such a really platformed so many people, like the likes of Colin Farrell, and he was always a regular at the festival, and Andrew Scott. And on Sunday we have a talk with Andrew Scott about the 20 years of the festival and his memories. And his mother is a huge is going to the festival for years, and he talks about that and being brought to the festival as a kid and stuff like that, and how he's become such a huge part of it as an artist too. So he chats with Grania Humphreys, our festival director, and that will be an online thing, and you can buy tickets to it and stuff like that, which will be shown on Sunday.
Very good. Now, you also have some new films by internationally acclaimed filmmakers. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a gorgeous film, Fire, by French director Claire Denis, and which I'm sure we've had a festival, our film shown at the festival before. Fire is great. It's kind of this love story. It's like when you have loved someone and never really goes away. It's the assertion that haunts a tender, melancholy drama that Claire Denis does so well. It stars Juliette Binoche.
Oh, wow.
And Vincent London. So they're kind of living blissfully happy together, and then she receives a business proposition from an old friend, and then it kind of delves into that trio of, you know, being together and stuff like that, and unrequited love and past love coming back to haunt and stuff like that. So it's a really, really lovely story.
Very good. And is that in the French language? With subtitles?
This is French language with subtitles,
right.
Yes. So all of our foreign language films will have subtitles. So no one needs to worry about that.
Yes, unless you're getting really bad with your sight. And sometimes the subtitles go up so quick, they're gone before I read them, you know. I'm a very slow reader.
I know, but that's a great thing by being in the cinema. They're like 10 times as big as your TV, so it's easier to read.
Yes. But a lot of those, the French noir films are very, very good. And Juliette Binoche is a fantastic actress.
Oh, she's just gorgeous.
Yeah, isn't
absolutely
she?
Gorgeous.
Now, you've also then got stuff, I mean, gosh, you've stuff from Australia's Outback even. So tell us about a few of these other movies that are going to be on.
Okay,
Drover's Wife or something, and The Legend of Molly Johnson.
So our Australian film is Neutrum.
Right, I see.
It's a film that's shown on Wednesday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. in the Lighthouse. And actually, Caleb Landry-Jones won the Best Actor at Cannes for this film. It's based on the shocking events of Tasmania's Port Arthur mass murder in 1996.
Nice.
This film is set around this guy who lives with his parents in a suburb in Australia and has always struggled to fit in. And then when a valued friendship meets a dramatic end, Nightrum begins a downward spiral that leads to one of the darkest times in Australian history. So it's pretty heavy there, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is a bit heavy, isn't it? But there's also...
Lots of drama. We don't shy from the good.
That's
visceral, cathartic dramas.
Yeah, there seems to be something for everyone. There's so many different themes and so many different types of genres of movie that you're bound to find something that you like, you know. Now, people then, if they go on to the diff.ie and... They can purchase tickets there. What's the procedure and how easy is it for people? Or if they don't have websites, how can they do it?
Okay, so our website is really, really easy to use. Okay, so we, diff.ie, you go on, we have a whole iBrochure there. So you can go on and see exactly, we have a list of, you know, the type of films that we show. Like, you know, we have... like political, queer, romantic, sci-fi, horror, sports. We have all these categories and they're all color coordinated, and then you can go in and choose what you like. And it also, when you go into a film and read the synopsis, if you like it, it will also give you suggestions to other films that, you know, might be similar to this.
Right. Yeah.
There's also an events page, so you'll see all the events that we have, and everything that you need is right there.
And just in case somebody, you know, there may be some of our listeners who would love to go along, but they don't have, they're not au fait with the internet, shall we say. Can they get a brochure anywhere, or can they ring anywhere, you know, to get any information on the movies?
So if anybody is listening there and they you know, have an aversion to online, and probably don't have internet access at the moment, if you give us a call on 01-6877-974, that's 01-6877-974, we can go through all the films with you, we can book your tickets for you, and we can give you suggestions on films that you might like to watch or events that you'd like to go to.
That's fantastic. Well, sounds like a brilliant week or of movies and great events, and I'm dying to get online myself and book one or two of them and hopefully get going there. So thanks so much, Tanya, for coming on, and I know it was kind of last minute for you. You were thrown in at the deep end there.
I hope it's Saturday tomorrow, so we'll all go here and we're all hyper, we can feel the buzz in the air, and we're really excited to get back into the cinema and just to start meeting people and all the talent that's going to be there, and the filmmakers are going to get to see their films for the first time in the cinema with an audience and some drinks. It's going to be really great.
Fantastic. So people might get to see some stars or rub shoulders with some.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I won't say too many words, but I'll just let you all surprise yourself.
We'd be all wondering who is the big star that you're not telling us about. But yep. Get on to diff.ie, diff.ie, and they can get all the info there. Thank you so much, Tanya. Take care and the best of luck
problem.
With it.
Thanks for having me.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
90.3
867 1190
Near FM.